Hello, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. As the war against the Ukraine rages on, we as Christians must continue to pray for the people of Ukraine and Russia, praying for all of those who are suffering and terrified in this moment. Today, my guest is Michael. He's the senior pastor of the Slavic Full Gospel Church in Syracuse, and his daughter Anita is also joining us as his translator. Welcome to both of you.
So glad to be here.
Now, a week ago, Michael, you were in the midst of danger in the Ukraine, and you're here to share with us your firsthand experience of the devastation in the Ukraine. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you are from.
I'm so glad to be here with everybody who's listening to share everything that I've experienced in my past trip to Ukraine. Before leaving to this trip, I had multiple people asking me questions. Why are you at this age of 65 years old planning on going to this war-torn country? I know the Holy Scriptures read as Matthew 24:6, you will hear of wars and terrors, but do not fear. Yes, I'm grateful to God that horrors did not reach me. God strengthened me and my friends, and we made the decision to go. I'm so glad that my wife had blessed me. She's the same age as me. She goes by Katerina. She blessed me with 11 children. Currently, we have 31 grandchildren and one on the way, and I'm so grateful that all of my children love and serve the Lord.
So, Michael, share with us your reason behind your trip to the Ukraine.
Why? Yes, from one side, it's an easy question. From another side, it is a difficult question. I know that God's will, even prior to this, was to immigrate us to the States. So you guys can imagine that our church here is fairly small by American standards. We have about 125 members. And in the same way, God gives us His mercy to help up to 71 countries that we have personally, that we have served, that we have sent missionaries, and that we have upheld financially and supported. In 70 countries, we have built churches, supported missionaries. We know that our task here in America, not to get rich personally, but to share in the blessings that God has given us here. For this reason, this trip to Ukraine, God wants us in this present time to share in the blessings that He has given us to those who are hurting. It carried those same characteristics. For this reason, we made a decision to go. We thought that we as a congregation would just do a tithe, gathering of money, and we thought that would be enough. But something happened that the citizens here in Syracuse who would work with the members of our church, in some way their hearts were opened and they sent their money and finances and donations in. Pharmacies and hospitals, their hearts were also open and they blessed us with multiple donations. And we were touched, beyond touched, by the generosity of everyone who came together for this cause. Our small church bus was loaded with 69 suitcases, which for the most part were filled with multiple medicines and medications and first aid. By the mercy of God, we got everything in the airport. It all went through. We loaded up the airplane and we landed in Poland. In 4 hours, we had driven to Volinska Oblast, the city of Marenichi, and that was the starting point of our trip in the Ukraine. With the financials and the donations given to us by everyone, we had the ability to purchase goods and produce there in Ukraine. God allowed us to purchase medicine even in Ukraine. And He blessed us with three large Sprinter vans that allowed us to visit the city of Mariupol, Artyrka, and Kharkiv. Yes, this was a very tough trip. In every 2 to 3 miles of our transportation, we were stopped with guards that were standing, blocking the roads, checking the people, checking our passports and everything and what we were going to do. Transporting, we would hear the sirens of war. We would hear the bullets and the artillery going off, but God's peace is what filled our hearts. And praise God for your prayers. I'm so grateful for the support of the people and the signs that we see on the billboards saying that America is standing with Ukraine and that we are praying and we are supporting for Ukraine. And I have faith that it is because of these prayers that we did not get into any accidents and no kind of obstacle did we face. God blessed us there. He kept us safe. He protected us. We witnessed people coming out from the subways and the ground, people who hadn't eaten in days. For 9 days, these people were hiding in the subways, scared to go up and see what was happening. Then in this way, we as volunteers, we helped them, we gave them food and we gave them fresh water. I can't pass on to you the picture that I saw. People were weeping and kissing our hands. May the name of our Lord be praised that this help was given. The hospitals in Ukraine are forever grateful to the Americans here for their help. May you be blessed, everyone who passed along any supplies or goods. We did not stop on this, our church. Locally, as a church, as Christians, as people in the faith, we have the ability to hinder the evil that is occurring because of Russia.
I'll continue my conversation tomorrow with Pastor Michael of Slavic Full Gospel Church in Syracuse, and we'll hear more about his trip to the Ukraine. This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road, that's spelled MAKYES Road, Syracuse, New York, 13215.